news gathering service.
This is not a test. This is not a test. This is not a test. It's CITR 101.9 FM. Frequency mod. What does that mean, FM? Frequency modulation?
Correct.
Oh, because you've been in the business for a long time. John, Nimrod, Junior. How the time flies, huh? Like, yes. A 737 winging off to Honolulu. Do you remember? This time last year, if memory serves, and I'm young enough that it still does, you, me, and my dad, you know who that
is. A legend, semi-legendary, Johann Bruno Shane.
Right. Through your kindness, along with Holland America Lines, we're on our way on the MS Amsterdam, steaming towards Lahaina, Maui. 29 Celsius, clear skies, the water and azure blue beckoning. Contemplating the fare on the Lido deck, will it be mahi-mahi or roast duckling, or what did you have? What was your favorite?
Ooh,
the salmon. Yeah,
it was the mahi-mahi.
The mahi-mahi.
Fish.
Just take you right back there. And remember when you were looking for your snorkeling mask and you couldn't find it? Oh, yes, my old friend and Holland America's favorite guest lecturer, Long John Tanner, remember 1 year ago. And now, look where you are. You're look, here.
We're here.
Tell the people.
We're at CITR 101.9 FM.
Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Student Union Building, Vancouver, British Columbia.
This is...
on the shores of the beautiful Ocean Pacific.
This is radio.
Formerly Son of Night Dreams.
It'll do.
Yeah.
Radio, Radio, CITR. Coming up just after 6 o'clock in the afternoon, sort of evening.
Camera Obscura are back. That was them right there in a song that should have been a big pop hit and should have taken all the Grammys, but of course that was never to be. It's just not a fair world. But they will be back here. They are going to be playing at Richard's down there tomorrow night, and tickets still available. Well worth catching if you love Brit pop at its very best. They will deliver, and they get the full nods from our resident Brit pop specialist, none other than Miss Christine, the Strawberry Blonde. You catch her on Sunday night here at CITR. Chips with everything and Saint-Tropez. And you'll be in Britpop
heaven.
Heaven is a place where nothing ever is. 5 minutes after six. Now, we have been, the last time we were doing the show, when Randy Rampage was here, we did get a call. And somebody was, can I make a criticism?
Certainly.
On their behalf. They were criticizing you for giving the time too much and suggesting that we try and wean you off radioisms that were learned over how many decades in that big bad biz, when you had to give time, temperature, and the station call letters. So they said, can you get John to, we love the man, but he just gives the time too much, and we think we're listening to commercial radio, and fuck it, and would he do?
Yeah.
So it's up to you. So I might, if you're going to be doing a time check on behalf of a few listeners who wish you would not, I will jump in sometimes and just put the kibosh on that, so don't be thrown by it. And we're doing it for your own benefit. It, to wean you off all those horribly learned and cemented in your cranium radioisms, you know. Do you think it's going to be difficult for you? I don't. I think you can do it.
I can, because now we're actually podcasting. Believe it or not, I've figured it out how to do it. So
you have?
We are podcasting.
I know, but it's only, like I said, it's only just after 6 o'clock, so something could go wrong.
That's true.
You're podcasting.
No, well, according to Bumpo in Oakland, it sounds better in the podcast than it does live, so I don't know. But he's listening from Oakland, so maybe we're not streaming as well as we podcast.
Hello, San Francisco!
Still as real as solid ground. Things that angered me, now they angered me back then. I rage the most you're gone instead of lesser men. And even though you got knocked down, yeah, you're still as real as solid ground. Now you are where quiet people stay. Laugh about it, didn't you, on your dying day? And just like Liverpool song, you know I'll never have to walk alone. On the shores of Merseyside, seasick right to the Dominion tide. Frostbitten tire change, always a laugh, kind words to say. Jokes in the morning, noon, in fact, each and every day. Enough and a couple of bricks won't fix. I loved it when he said that I was a kick. Nothing a couple of bricks won't fix. Nothing a couple of bricks won't fix. You'll be good, you said, when I can play a walk the line. You say, have I got $5? Man, you must be out of your mind. What I'm gonna leave you with one, you know. I'm gonna leave you with one, you know. I'm gonna leave you with one, you know. Leave you right with one, you know. No more Monday, Tuesday. Things I build out of brick and stone. When you change with every new day, still I'm gonna miss you.
Still, I'm going to. to miss you. Ah, yes. That actually, from a Rolling Stone song, Ruby Tuesday. We'd like to thank good old Butch Murphy for bringing back memories of that song. And it also reminded me of a song called Grubby Thursday, which some of the former CKLG boss jocks, Roy Hennessy, I think, was the lead guy.
Weren't you one of the boss jocks?
Yeah, but that was not... I was at C-Fun when they were doing that song, and real Roy Hennessy and some of the jocks over there recorded a song called Grubby Thursday, which was a take-off on Ruby Thursday. And actually, real Roy Hennessy's son is one of the two crazies that used to be on the Fox, and now they're on Jack. What's his name?
Gary and Billy?
No, the two.
Harry and...
whatever they call themselves.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's Hennessy's his last name.
Right. Okay. He's actually the son of Roy, of Real Roy?
Yeah.
Because he looks older than Real Roy. I've seen pictures of him in Joe Leary's columns over the years.
Yeah, right.
Anyhow.
And that one was for Vicky. And by the way, did you know...
Vicky is the senior at Zulu.
She is.
That is the... If you really want to go back in time when you're looking through the vinyl, just ask for Vicky. She'll know. She's been there.
And drummer for the Bughouse 5. By the way, that new CD by the Bughouse 5 is called 24 Hour Charlie. Check that out. Taylor Little was the drummer, if you were at the DOA show on Saturday night at Richards. Taylor Little was the drummer for the Furies, in case you didn't realize that. So there you go. Good. I knew he looked familiar. I was trying to say, who is that drummer? I know him up there.
It's been decades, man. How can it look familiar? They recognize you, though. It's the height. Mm. It's the height. Look at the clock. Ooh. But don't give the time.
No, don't give the time.
No time.
No time.
Okay.
It's a horny little song.
It is very horny, yeah.
The
I like
joy
that.
Of Deerhoof, recent Ooh. Visitors. And they are the what was that, a Segway?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Okay, that's a machine again, probably.
Can you hear the drumming back there? The student union building across the hall from us, they got the drummers.
Is it the Cato drummers?
I'm not sure.
Let's listen for a second. See if you can hear this.
Wow. Yeah. They're going at it down there.
Oh, that's incredible. I got to join in there. I got to get
really?
Well, yeah. I love those big drums. You see the kettle drum?
Oh, yeah. making a pot of tea in it already.
Okay. So, yeah, well, it's coming up to that big day that everybody's waiting for. V is for Valentine's. The Sam Sullivan Show at 12th and Camby is contemplating a motion that would designate Valentine's Day, which is this Wednesday, as a local civic holiday. Now, if passed, it would be for next year. There's not enough time for this year to get all the festivities together.
Yeah.
God knows what they will do. And God knows, or at least the citizens, that we need a break in February. And what better than a day dedicated to showing the love?
Oh,
candy kisses and high fives all around. It's Valentine's Day.
If you got a black heart, this one's for you. We'll be right back.
Paul Westerberg had replacements way back when. They were ramshackle on stage. They're probably the most, well, you know, there would be some debate here, but for my money, which is scant these days, it would be probably the most drunken band ever seen on stage. That was at the town pump. Well, I was just a kiddie, and Dad used to sneak me in the back door. They knew, but that was cool, and got to see a lot of great bands and replacements. I'll never forget that. They were fighting on stage, they were drinking, but it was a glorious, messy sound, and that song from Pleased to Meet Me, Valentine, for the big day. Look at the clock, John, but don't give the time.
Oh, okay, that was from 1987, actually, in the song called Valentine. I was just reading in the paper today about... you know, who pays $80 for a dozen red roses on Valentine's Day when the same bouquet costs one-third the price on February 15th? You know, like, who mandated that red roses are the appropriate way to show you care? You know, what about...
Which way are you going to show that you care?
Well, give a tulip or a lily or something, flowers, you know, and we'll go out for Indian food and... then we'll see what happens.
Does she know about that?
No.
Oh, is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
Hey, Fran, the big guy. Okay, no, yeah. I'll keep it to myself.
You
didn't say a word. Mom's the word. Hush, hush. Valentine's coming up. At CITR 101.9, where we love you.
Dark Matter Man reminds you of Venus, the bright star over in the southwestern sky right now. Catch it while you can. Stanley Park. Trash Tanner with you on the radio show at CITR, and there is from out back east, Justin Rutledge.
You scared me. I thought you were going to say
Justin Timberlake. Yeah, no. Right. The Devil on a Bench in Stanley Park is the title of that CD, and of course that's a line in the song. Which
he also name checks a commercial drive,
yes,
just so
right.
you folks out there, out in the east, don't feel too badly about that. You got a good mention in there. And, you know, you can catch all these places before they're gone, not so much Commercial Drive, though it is going. You see them before they're gone. Heritage Vancouver guided bus tours of all remaining, for now, heritage sites around Paradise Coast. Leaving from the Vancouver Museum down by the Planetarium on February 24th at 10 a.m., so you just need to have to walk over there. And it costs $25, and you'll see the endangered sites of the city that doesn't care. Burrard Street Bridge, South Granville Apartments, soon to be condos, Stanley Park's Malkin Bowl, the 24 Motel. John, you'd know that place. Main Street, St. Paul's. And sadly, the Vogue Theater, which is going to be some kind of a supper club. They've been saying that now for a year and a half, and it still lies dormant. The jewel of Granville Mall. However, that's the way it is. So now you know you can take it, or it could be a lot cheaper. Just get somebody you know with a car and get these, you know, and then say we're going to go to the Broad Street Bridge now and sigh. We're going to go to Malkin Bowl. See it. It'll be gone soon. So, who knows? You are listening to Radio. Mm. This program is brought to you with generous grants and donations from Passport Canada and the Canadian Alliance of Students Association. Very sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Guess who? people call him Thomas. We call him Tom. Mr. Waite's doing a cover. He doesn't do very many cover songs. He doesn't need to. He's got a repertoire. I mean, a four CD disc that came out called Orphans around Yuletide time. And this is one of the token. There's a few covers on this CD. This is one cover. And can you, Long John Tanner, host of this program we call Radio Radio at CITR, can you guess who did the original cover and then who did the first original cover of the song?
I thought I was just the operator here, but you mean I'm actually got status now? Oh, okay.
Oh, man, do you have status or what?
Yeah, you're talking about the 1959 original by Phil Phillips,
you would remember.
Sea of Love. And then I guess the next group to make it a big hit was Led Zeppelin or Robert Plant.
Well, it wasn't exactly Led Zeppelin.
Well, it was Robert Plant.
Honey Drippers.
Okay.
You
yeah,
should
you
remember.
Go.
And then they fire you from that radio station when that song came out. You were on the All Night Show, and Mr. Burge fired you at that time for talking too much about illegal substances and
they tried to frame me that I had a joint behind my ear. Frosty Forrest said he saw a joint tucked behind my ear.
And
that I had a show called The Munchies Hour at 3 o'clock in the morning, and
that gives it away.
And they said, "Oh, munchies, that means you're smoking dope, so you must, you know, like, oh God, now there's munchies on everything, you know." But
you have the memo to prove it, and you went to court and the whole thing, but it was thrown out. And so were you, like.
Yep.
The baby in the bathwater.
Oh, boy.
Poor John. Poor Long John Tanner. But he's laughing. He's happy.
I'm happy,
he's
man.
He's happy.
I'm stress-free.
Forever on your own, decaying.
There they are.
They are there.
You can't see them. They can see you. There are ghosts in the sky. Sparkle Horse, and that is from the latest Sparkle Horse CD, the title of which, we're going to have Long John read the title because you're not familiar with the CD and the band led by Mark Linkus, who is here on Thursday night at Richards on Richards. Not sure what that's going to be like. I love the album, the new CD. But live, we don't know. Only one way to find out. John, what is the title of that CD
that you're
holding in your wrinkled
old
man hands?
Yeah, look at this. My wrinkled hands. I put ointment on them every night.
Yeah.
Okay,
dishwater
here's
hands.
The title of Sparkle Horse's CD. It's called...
Tell us what it is.
Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain.
Thought you would like that.
Yeah, I like that very much.
Somehow you could relate to it all.
I can relate to it. And, you know, I heard the news the other day. You know, people are going left and right. We're losing loved ones. And I guess some of us now, if you're in your 50s and 60s, your parents and relatives are passing on to the other world. You know,
we don't stay here
forever. Well, anyway, Frankie Lane, legendary singer Frankie Lane, he sold more than 100 million records. He passed away last Tuesday at 93. It was cardiovascular complications from an operation on a hip replacement.
At 93, man, that's not bad. That's okay.
That's the age I want to go at myself. So I'm aiming for 93.
Try and arrange it.
I got 30 more years to go, folks.
And Frankie.
Maybe we'll still be here doing this show, except it'll be your son, which will be the son of Sono.
No, we don't get into that.
Anyway, Frankie Lane. Now, this you may say, who? What? Who are you talking about? Yeah, some of you will know who I'm talking about. But anyway, he was a big international star during the 40s and 50s, and his popularity dipped with the advent of rock and roll. But anyway, he's had a lot of good hits. But what I love it is his real name, because he was born to Sicilian immigrants in Chicago's Little Italy district. And here's his real name. It was Francesco Paolo Lovecchio.
Francesco.
Yes, all right. Well, we don't have any songs by Frankie per se as far as record releases, although I wish we had Moonlight Gambler, because that was one of my favorites.
Can you sing it for us a bit?
They call me the Moonlight Gambler.
Bad idea.
Well, let's go with this.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Keep moving. Oh, they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving wrong. Don't try to understand them, just hope to throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. For I calculate, my true love will be waiting, be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, let 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw high.
Has he got the papers?
Wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high.
Hey, look, he's rolling with one hand. Frankie Lane singing the theme from Rawhide.
Somebody sure cut through that fence, all right.
Now, he did other themes like Mule Train, and he sang Cool Water and Lucky Old Son. And,
he had, as you mentioned, he had a lot of hits in the 50s, but he was also renowned for doing, as you mentioned, themes, but... I mean, do not forsake me, oh my darling.
Oh, yeah.
On this, our wedding day. You remember that?
Is that High Noon?
High
theme?
Noon,
the
okay.
Theme from High Noon.
But he also, so after the success of High Noon, I did some research.
Yeah.
Every producer in Hollywood for Westerns wanted him.
Oh.
And they got him. He did the song called 310 to Yuma, Glenn Ford.
Right.
Okay. My favorite was There They Lie Side by Side, The Killers. boys that died at the gunfight
at the OK Corral.
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah.
So Frankie Lane.
Gee whiz.
You'll always remember him.
We will remember him.
And you will see him at some point soon, and you will say, hey, Frankie. Hey, Francesco.
Hey, Paolo Lavecchio.
CITR 101.9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Do not adjust your radio. It's the operator here. Something happened. Are we okay now?
Yes.
That's the ITR?
Oh, yes.
Where accidents will happen.
We're screwing up real good here on the
program.
Yeah,
but if you laugh, they'll all laugh with you.
Yeah. And it's so easy to screw up on the radio.
And curse you later.
Yeah, right.
I woke myself up to rest my weary head from all the work I'd done in those dreams I had, like weeding the garden all night. So hard to weed in the dark moonlight. Almost each night, between two and four, she rolls out of bed and onto the floor. And sometimes I have to go in and put her back into her bed again. So maybe this coffee is a bad idea, and maybe this might not work out. Maybe a walk or a nap could win us all.
I woke myself up and I said, oh my God, I'm playing the wrong song. Okay, there she is, Julie Doiron. And Julie, of course, actually she teams up with co-producer Rick White and the rest of her former bandmates in Eric's Trip. You've heard of Eric's Trip, Panda. And she sings from her latest album, Woke Myself Up. That was the title track, Julie Doiron, from... it's the CITR playlist, actually, and you can check and see what's on. That was actually something I got out of Exclaim, but check the latest issue of Discorder magazine. It's available at your favorite record store.
And it's free, free, free.
Free, free, free. And now it's time to join
our Center for UFO Studies and local Vancouver UFO expert, Michael Strainick. Let's find out what's happening in the weird world of UFOs.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Nimrod.
Hi.
Well, the major topic is still the O'Hare, Chicago airport sighting, and that's taking up most of the talk. And as it turns out, it seems pretty certain that some guy that you may have heard of named Dan Aykroyd has purchased not only photographs but actual video footage of this object. And it's not the one that was seen in the different photographs. Now, that could be very, very interesting, because that opens up a can of worms, and that's one that maybe you, Nimrod, and maybe even Wake Up JB could work on. That's the Canuck rock and roll UFO connection.
What's that all about?
What's that?
Well, a lot of rock and roll people are into UFOs. Now, Burton Cummings, the Guess Who, frequently uses a guitar strap with little gray aliens on it. In an interview, he said that there is another well-known Canadian musician that he calls all the time.
Nardwar.
To discuss UFOs. I'm betting it's Neil Young, because Neil Young wrote an instrumental song called Falcon Lake, Ashes on the Floor.
Ah, right.
Which will tie into what I'm going to talk about in just a second. So, I have a feeling Aykroyd may be discussing what to do with this, you know, and how to present it. Possibly with a bunch of Canadians, which I hope is the case, because they would be less restrained by pressures from the U.S. Okay, this week, not really a lot is very interesting, but we're getting a lot of detailed pictures now of flying triangles, and some of these definitely appear to be some of ours. They just look too earthbound. But there's plenty that certainly aren't. And we have a strange one out of Messina, Sicily. Something that's rather rare, and that's USO, Unidentified Submerged Object. Mm. And this was a huge object that was seen for 5 minutes by a whole group of people. And it was below the surface of the water, way too big for any kind of a boat. And as the witness said, it was full of red lights and some white ones, too. Part of it was sticking up above the water. Most of it was submerged. Now, I was going to take a little look back at Canada. We've got some really great cases here. And these are ones I would like to get into in the future. First one I'll mention would be the Edwin Feuer case from Langenberg, Saskatchewan. That was 1974, in which he was out on his something like a tractor, and he saw what he thought was a duck blind. It was in reality a dome shape that was rotating in the fields. As he got closer, he saw that there were five of them. He saw a probe come out and poke around in the grass. And in the next few days after that, they found similar traces other places, you know, within about a 100-mile radius. Now, 68, 67, 66 were all big years. There was a return to Langenberg, which is a small town, and this was in the 80s or the 90s, that had some very strange things. Now, why it would go, something would go back to a small town in the middle of nowhere, we don't know, and we have no information on that case at all. Okay, Falcon Lake, the Stephen Mikulak case. This guy saw something land, went up, touched it. Something came out of a grating, blasted him with hot steam, burned a checkerboard pattern on his chest. He became very ill, went to the Mayo Clinic even. And we have the documents that shows that he did, in fact, check into the Mayo Clinic. To this day, the Mayo Clinic denies that he was ever there, even though we have the documents. There were more documents in the Canadian government archives on this case than any other up to that point. There were well over 400 pages. Now it's down to under 200. Where are these pages disappearing to? Shag Harbor, 67 as well. If you know Roswell, you have to know more about Shag Harbor. This has everything that Roswell does not have investigated by the RCMP. They claim that this is a real unidentified flying object. It was broadcast right across Canada, the recovery operation. We even have a time exposure photo taken by a professional photographer.
What year was that again?
67.
Okay.
60. And that is the one where my friend Chris was investigating this and went and talked to this guy, and he was a military guy, very high up, and he was pushing about a certain aspect of the Shag Harbor case. And this very highly placed military man looks at my friend and said, you know, all I have to do is make one phone call, and there wouldn't be enough of you to wipe up with a J-cloth.
Who, is that Chris Rutowski?
No, that's no. Chris Stiles, who was the co-author of the book.
Oh, okay.
So what Chris did was he very calmly reached in his pocket, took out a quarter, handed it to the guy, and says, here's for your phone call, and walked away.
Whoa.
And the maddening one, and I'm sure Dark Matter Man will have something to say about this, the Charlottetown Enigma from the 90s. We don't know anything about this case, but many, many dozens of people saw a huge ice cream cone-shaped thing slowly come down to Earth and land in a huge field. The locals wouldn't go near it because this thing was glowing very, very brightly. Later that evening, the whole area was being overflown by unmarked military airplanes, and they were not Canadian. The thing was in the field glowing for 5 to 6 hours. They contacted an astronomer at York University, and he said, well, it can't be space junk. Space junk wouldn't glow for 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, right.
And a meteorite would?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow.
So that's what's coming up.
Okay, well, I've checked the internet, and I've seen the pictures from the O'Hare Airport. There seems to be a couple of them at least. They're different ones, so we're looking forward to seeing what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Is there a website someone can go to check that stuff out, Michael?
Not really.
No?
Just do a Google.
Oh, just Google O'Hare Airport. UFO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Google. Airport video.
All right.
Well, oh, you guys! I need a break.
It's time to close the door on another creepy program with Michael Strainick from the UFO expert here in Vancouver. Thank you, Michael, for joining us on the program today.
My pleasure.
Talk to you 2 weeks' time.
Okie doke.
coming up to the top of the hour. If Nimrod doesn't jump in my back, I'll just
don't,
mention.
Don't give the time.
Seven. Almost,
don't give the time.
Almost.
Don't need to do that.
CITR,
not here.
101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building. Reminding you, coming up Friday, February 16th, this Friday, at the Anza Club at 8th and Ontario, the Furios, along with Cadaver Dogs, Tony Baloney and Rubes, and I Brain Eater and the Heart Eaters. And that's all put on by Low Down Dirty Productions this Friday at the Anza Club. Sounds like fun. The Furios.
Now,
right.
Now, Long John, stop.
Now,
and
now.
Stop, stop.
Yes,
and
stop.
Consider this. In exactly 3 years, or 1,096 days, it will be time. It will be the time. Yes, 2010. Olympicalypse!
Olympicalypse!
It's coming. Feel the pride. Make sure that place you call home is still your home, because the Olympic Committee says they need 16,000 rooms in Vancouver, in the city, for just media. Hey, why not a tent city in BC Place Stadium? Or are they still planning to use our white elephant eyesore for events? We've heard the Luge event could be there. And I've often thought many times passing through the area looking at BC Place Stadium and the Dome, you know, that would be just perfect for the Luges. Still, you could sense the anticipation in many overzealous citizens at noon today. Were you there, John, as Mayor Sam and company unveiled the Olympic clock outside the Vancouver Art Gallery? Went down there expecting cake. Would have been sweet, but no cake.
Oh, no.
That's to be in Whistler very soon. We'll be announcing that when they're going to be cutting the cake up in Whistler. The clock itself is sort of interesting in a... is it art or junk kind of way? Not quite sure. The unveiling was ruined, but just when they pulled back the tarp covering and found four homeless types with blankets and sleeping bags, it was smelly. People were holding their noses. One lady, looking very Shaughnessy, was screaming, "They can't do this to us. This is our party. This is our city. This is... our town, this dirty town." Well, you know, the thing is, by 2010, this dirty city will be clean. It will be safe. Everyone will wear a smile. And to that end, the Mayor's Committee has chosen the song that will inspire us all to make this a cleaner, safer, happier, less smelly place than it is now. Sing along. Everybody.
Don't like living in a dirty town. Don't like living in a dirty town. I don't like living in a dirty town, 'cause a dirty town gets me down. I saved up and I bought some land, 'cause I can't stand living in a dirty town. Yeah, I pinch my pennies and I put them down, and I wash my hands of a dirty town. Plant my seeds in the ground. Yeah, like a country bush, let me chop in wood. Hot country. Vacuum sticks out the perfect little kindling sticks. Get gone from a dirty town. Get gone from a dirty town. Everybody now.
Get gone from a dirty town. Get gone from a dirty town.
gone from a dirty town. Get 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 gone from a dirty town.
Oh, pick up that syringe. Throw it in the garbage. Clean up all that dirty stuff.
Oh, it's dirty, messy, gooey.
Dirty, dirty, dirty town.
Oh, yes.
But not by 2010. History will not be kind to the... Oh, who was that, by the way? That was great.
Well, actually, just a couple of things. The song we played before that was Sonic Youth instrumentally from the Destroyed Room with a picture of a room that looks like a room that DOA stayed in anyway. And it was called Kim's Chords. And that was Mother Mother, okay? And that's... from the CITR playlist, check out the Discorder magazine and something called Dirty Town. Mother Mother Touch Up is the title of the track, and I think they're from back east.
You think they're from back east.
Well, it doesn't say much information on there. It is made in Canada.
Could they be from the
Toronto.
Midwest?
And, so, I don't know. I'll look through
here. If
it
mentions Toronto, it must be Toronto.
Yeah, it must be.
History will not be kind, however, to Damcouver, 13th most unaffordable city in the whole wide world. Something to beat our chests about, or maybe considering that move to Saskatoon. If we're 13th right now, by 2010, social planning experts tell us, man, that we could reach number 9 or 10 with a good possibility that Damcouver or Paradise Coast could easily get to positions 5 or 6 after 2010. There's no stopping this monster. There is a suggestion floating around the Vancouver Olympic circles that maybe, just maybe, the big event could be moved up about 2 years to 2010. The sooner to get the bugger over with.
Oh, can I break in here just for a second? This was recorded in Vancouver. It was recorded at Mushroom Studios. So Mother Mother is locally. Kurt Dolly played drums in some of the cuts here, and so they are local. Just had to throw that in there.
Is the wind blowing out there? What?
Yeah, it knows that it's 3 years away from...
gotta make confess it's love, then follow it with hesitation. For there are just so many... You out there for rent. A stronger girl would shake this off in flight and never give it more than a frowning hour. But you have let your heart decide. Loss has conquered you. You've won one too many fights. Plain love now seems less interesting. You haven't changed an ounce in my eyes, and I cannot lecture you. And does anything I say seem relevant at all? You've been at the helm since you were just 5. While I cannot claim to be more than a passenger. You've won one too many fights, wearing all of your clothes at the same time. Let the good times end tonight. Oh girl, sail her, don't sink her this time. And I have no lantern to light your way home tonight.
was a song called Girl Sailor. Send that out to Little Arabella, and that's from the Shins, which is a good album. They were awaiting the arrival of their sophomore release. No, that's not their second. That's a third, isn't it? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but it's got to be at least third, I believe. That one's called Wincing the Night Away.
Well, it's an album that has surprisingly huge sales, and I thought about that. I don't think the Fox is on it. It doesn't really rock in that fashion. However, what it really says is if you are an indie band with catchy songs and interesting lyrics, give Zach Braff a call. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Long John's looking over here, looking for a pop reference. Zach Braff, Garden State, The Shins.
Oh.
Yeah, now he gets it, right. He's still. You'll be walking out of the studio, still shaking. I don't get it. What the Shins. It's just a reference point, a pop reference point.
You
can't know it all. Look at your age. Look at you.
But you're
hanging out with the right people. Last week, everybody was saying, hey, you see Long John down at Richards on Richards hanging out with Randy Rampage and Joey Shithead? And indeed, it was you.
Oh, yes.
Did the bottle hit you where?
Yeah, right between the eyes.
And a little spittle on your trousers.
That's
from you drooling and dribbling.
Yeah, well, Joey said to say hi to your dad, so you want to pass that on.
I will pass that along.
Yeah, and it's funny because a good friend Greg, who just had a birthday, and thank you, Greg, for giving me Joey Keithley's I Shithead, A Life in Punk, because I started reading it madly, and I found... I couldn't put it down. No, I'm still reading it on the bus. It's great reading, and I'm turning to page 83 because it's the 1980, just after DOA made a two-week trip down the coast, playing a lot of places down there. Anyway, back home, we appeared a few times on a local cable TV show called Night Dreams.
Uh-oh.
It was hosted by your dad, J.B. Shane, and yours truly, Long John Tanner, both of whom had been blacklisted by the local radio stations for trying to start a union for DJs. Oh, yes.
No, he remembers
another
that.
Story. There were very few music videos back then, so John, J.B., and their accomplice, Suzanne Tabata, would fill the time by aiming the TV camera at a turntable. Their other tactic was to sit behind a crystal ball and wave their hands around in Swami-like fashion while the camera zoomed in and out.
Pretty stupid,
with punk rock music blaring in the background. Yeah, it was, when you think about it. Sometimes they would try to shoot a video for local bands. Now, the video they did for 13 by DOA showed Biscuits, Chuck Biscuits, and I, Joey Shithead, running around a city park. Rampage missed the shoot.
I know where that city park is. It's up in Shaughnessy, called the Crescent, up from Granville.
Okay. Right. Anyway, they were being chased by the 6'6" yours truly, who is wearing a giant duck's head.
What? What are you talking about?
Sounds like something you would do.
That's just a quote, anyway, from Joey Keithley's I Shithead. We do highly recommend you pick up that book, because it is definitely great reading, especially if you're a musician, but even if you're not, just the life of a punk person on the road. Came out in 2003.
And was it true that when you were there on that was Saturday afternoon?
Right, yeah, when we did the video.
Did you not jump up on stage and grab the mic
at the concert?
At one point and yelled at the crowd, I was a punk before you were a punk.
Hardcore!
Yeah, that's right.
Hardcore!
Oh, man. You were there.
Hey, they opened for this guy, too. Yeah, DOA opened for Iggy.
Oh, look out.
Shaking loose. I feel bad.
good side. And I was stupid.
Ooh, loose. Oh, he's looser than a long-necked goose, I guess. Iggy Pop.
Back in the prime with the Stooges
there. Funhouse, yeah.
Well, it soon became Iggy and the Stooges because it was.
Right.
And the good news.
1970.
The good news is decades later, like in the next few months, they will have their first new studio album out since Raw Power. And it promises to be most interesting. The advanced word on it is very, very good. And, Iggy in his 60s, man. I mean, I'd like to see you jump around on stage like that, let alone get up on stage like that. The time is, no, we're not
no,
giving the time.
No time.
We will tell you, however, that you're about 12 minutes away from Alex and Kara Sue, and what an exciting night it was last night at the Crammies.
Yeah.
That is, if you've been weaned commercial radio music for the years. And, yeah, don't you think Roxanne is probably the Police's worst song?
Oh, yeah, I hate the song.
My dad said that you talked to Stuart Copeland via the phone on that Night Dreams TV show back in the day, and he admitted as much. And yes, sir, both the Specials and XTC blew the Polizei off stage as opening acts in the early 80s, but what the hell, they will sell a ton of tickets, a shitload of tickets, for whatever prices when they go on sale. They're opening up their first gig is going to be here in Vancouver. And don't you think Sting looked hot for a...
Yeah.
I mean, he's almost your age. I mean, would you ever put on a muscle shirt like that?
No.
I don't think so.
You'd laugh me off the stage.
What did that smug John Mayer win? You were going on about that yesterday on the phone. You don't like him. You don't think he's hot.
Your dad doesn't like him, that's for sure.
No, what did he win for? Was it your body's a wonderland? Papa take care of your daughters? No, it was waiting for the world to end, or
I don't know.
Waiting for the record to end.
It's not worth even trying to find out.
Well, I was pissed that the Roots didn't get the Rap Hip Hop Award. Ludicrous, say what? up here in Canada, there was some flushed pride when some goof from the Maritimes won for writing the country song for Carrie Underwood, "Jesus Drive My Car," or something like that, or "I've Got a Jesus on My Wheels," or something. However, more than a few in the Great White North were understandably perplexed and saddened by this year's loss to an American, no less, in the category where a Canadian always rules, referring to Walter Ostinek of St. Catharines, Ontario, in the polka category. For decades, he's won. Lost, finally, to Yankee polkster Jimmy Sturr. Damn! However, Walter did receive a call and a Tim Hortons mug and toque from Prime Minister Harpo, so Walt's okay with that. And now... Sounds Like Yesterday.
He can only hold for so long. The lights are on, but no one's home. From now, how can he have her heart when it got stolen? So he tries to pacify her, but what's inside her never dies. Even if she's content in his world,
if you thought you were listening to a radio station playing soul music back in 1967 or so, around the time of Billy Stewart, you remember, then you could be nobody would say we were crazy. That didn't win. I thought that was going to win. Latin Arles Barkley. That's a good one. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know.
But this is Amy Winehouse. Now she is 23 years old from London. It's a huge album over there. It's getting a big push here now. I think they're selling it for $7.99 downtown somewhere. And the songs are. This is like not all of the songs cook like that. That's a real soul ballad even Smokey Robinson, who was the class act last night.
He was.
On the Grammy.
Excellent. Would Tracks of My Tears.
He'd like this album. So would Ann Peebles and many. And you, dear listener, might like it too if you like modern day soul music as done by 23-year-old Londoner Amy Winehouse. She has quite. Apparently she was the one. She told Bono to fuck off on one of the TV shows over in the UK. So, right there on camera. So she's got no fear.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. A song on here called Rehab. And the answer song, finally, to Billy Paul's Me and Mrs. Jones, Me and Mr. Jones. Anyway, we'll get back to Amy Winehouse in weeks and months to come. It's a good one. 25 minutes after 7, we only tell you the time. No. I can do it, man. You can't.
Okay.
You've been radioized all those years of giving time checks. I'm young. I'm gifted.
And I'm the operator, and I can turn his mic off if I want to. Oh, sorry. Gavin Walker's in at 9 o'clock tonight for the Jazz Show. Got you there. All right. And Alex, you and Kara Sue is coming up next. Dark Matter Man here, just reminding you, the planet Jupiter will be 6 degrees north of the moon tomorrow morning. That's Saturn in the eastern sky right now above Regulus.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And check out Heavens Above for the ISS. This, the International Space Station, passing over Vancouver first past 7 p.m. this February 15th.
Bye.
10 degrees above the southwest, 60 degrees over the south-southeast. And David Tennant, Billy Piper, Doctor Who and the Cybermen, 8 o'clock tonight. Dark Matter Man, check it out because it could be the last show for Billy Piper and Doctor Who.
Could you repeat all that information?
Yes, it's for everybody waiting for the number 22 right now. You'll be waiting forever. Here's the Apostles of Hustle.
Bye.
We'll try and get one more in for Valentine's Day with the My Bloody Valentine. This show is being podcast. Happy trails. Bumpo, what's happening in Oakland tonight?
Oh. One day, Angel told me time here is fleeting behind his back up pistol. Here comes a bleeding hissle flower, but my ways are as fast. I hear Carlos Gardel, you've been drinking Florida water, looking for a new technique. Another page turn on her book, another one falls on her knees to the ground. Tiger, was she shivered like a cord on a harp without failure? Bedroom, be returned to its original sailor. She reached for the lipstick in a handbag by the edge of the sink with sad love, surrounded by the lady, a perpetual squalor. Looking for a new technique, they never believe I draw my weapons down. Another page turn on a book, another one falls on her knees to the ground. Looking for a new technique, they never believe I throw my weapons down. Another page turn on a book, another one falls.